Oh, this third hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. This is what we call an evergreen show. Now, we have not run this show yet, and you're hearing it for the first time, but this will be a show that we can store up and run down the road. And then that way, should I be sick or should I get too busy or should I want to take a vacation and go to Australia for a couple of years and see if I can get a sabbatical and then do some research and make a whole ton of money. I could do that. Anyway, the point is these are shows that can be run in my absence or run when they are necessary to rerun. That's what we call them, evergreen shows. So no calendar, very few references to time, although I messed up on the last evergreen show I did, but that's okay. That's okay. It's okay to mess up. Okay. Here's a family doesn't mess up too often when they do music. No, they do not. The Bailey family, this thing is called Tumbleweed. I wonder if they wrote this about the Tumbleweed Festival there in Richland. It happens every fall. I don't know. Wonder. Tumbleweed.
You said the moon turned red in October. Should have been back home, but a big storm slammed North Dakota, stranding your truck on the road. Tumbleweed, you're free ranging. Tumbleweed, ever changing, going where, anywhere you want to be. The wind keeps blowing you over and over. Tumbleweed, are you any closer now to me? There's just too much fun. She growls like
Day and night,
sang my song. The will alone did he. And as I slowly fell asleep, he shed a single shed his tears, the river they did keep, and rose to carry me away into the watery deep. I am a maid sang to my love, my tale is
so we have just a couple more here. There's one more in your song sheet. Don't get it yet. And then we're just going to do a couple more. Call her quits and go hit the bars. Go there and listen to the jazz. Look at me. I'm as happy as a kitten on a tree.
Why did you make some Skinner?
Oh, hush. Where did these guys come from?
We just left Rico's. It's been a year.
I know. Okay, so this is a song called The Note or The Brick or Why Patty's Not at Work Today. It's dedicated to all of you who are in trigonometry and architecture and computer science and all of those ugly fields. Whereas I'm in English, we deal with the emotions. Awesome.
Off your shout.
Anyways, so this goes like this. For those of you who do not wish to go to work on either tomorrow or Monday, this might work. Ever. Yeah. So it goes like this. Dear boss, I write this note to you to tell you of me plight. And at the time of writing, I am not a pretty sight. Me body is all black and blue, me face a deathly gray, and I hope you'll understand why Patty's not at work today. I was working on the 14th floor and some bricks I had to clear, but to throw them down from such a height was not a good idea. The foreman wasn't very pleased, him being an awful sod, and he said I'd have to cart them down the ladder in me hod. But to carry all them bricks by hand, it was so awful slow. So I hoisted up a barrel and secured a rope below. But in my haste to do the job, I was too blind to see that a barrel full of building bricks was heavier than me. So when I come down and pulled the rope, the barrel fell like lead. And clinging tightly to the rope, I started up instead. I shot up like a rocket, and to my dismay, I found that halfway up, I met the bloody barrel coming down. Now the barrel broke me shoulders, to the ground it sped. And when I reached the top, I struck the pulley with me head. I held on tight, though numbed with shock from this almighty blow, and the barrel spilled out half the bricks 14 floors below. Now when them bricks had fallen from the barrel to the floor, I then outweighed the barrel and I started down once more. Still clinging tightly to the rope, my body racked in pain, but halfway down I met the bloody barrel once again. Now the force of this collision halfway up the office block caused multiple abrasions and a nasty state of shock. Still clinging tightly to the rope, I headed towards the ground, and I landed on them broken bricks that were all scattered round.
I lay there moaning on the ground. I thought I'd passed the worst. But then the barrel struck the pulley wheel, and then the bottom burst. And a shower of bricks fell down on me. I hadn't got a hope, so as I was losing consciousness, I let go of the bloody rope. Well, the barrel being heavier, it started down once more. And it landed right across me chest as I lay there on the floor. And it broke three ribs in my left arm. And I can only say that I hope you'll understand why Patty's not at work today. I am a ramblin' Irishman. In Ulster I was born in, and many is the happy hour I spend on the banks of sweet Loch Erin. But to live poor I could not endure, so like others of my station, to a merry quay I sailed away and left this Irish nation. Right, tan-tin-tin-a, tan-tin-tin-a, right, tan-tin-tin-oor-an-addy. Well, the very last night that I went away, I spent it with my darling. From 4 o'clock in the afternoon to the break of day in the morning. And when that we were going to part, we linked each other's arms. And you may be sure, very sure, it wounded both our charms. Right, tan-tin-tin-a, tan-tin-tin-a, right, tan-tin-tin-oor-an-addy. Well, the very first night that I slept on board, I dreamt about my Nancy. I dreamt I held her in my arms, and well, she pleased my fancy. But when I woke out of my dream, and I found my bosom empty, well, you may be sure and very sure that I lay discontented. Right, tan-tin-tin-a, tan-tin-tin-a, right, tan-tin-tin-oor-an-addy. Now we're the boys that can't be beat, and yet no danger fearing. So when we left on that fair day, farewell to mate and sailor, and we gave three cheers for old Ireland, it being our former quarter. Like a flock of sheep we strayed away, shook hands and then we parted. Right, tan-tin-tin-a, tan-tin-tin-a, right, tan-tin-tin-oor-an-addy. So we landed on the other side. We were all strong and healthy. We dropped the anchor in the bay, bound out for Philadelphia. So let every last link with her lad, blue jackets and white trousers, and let every lad link with his lass, blue cat petticoats and white flounces. Right, tan-tin-tin-a, tan-tin-tin-a, right, tan-tin-tin-oor-an-addy. So I am a ramblin' Irishman. In Ulster I was born in, and many's the happy hour I spent on the banks of sweet Loch Erin. But to live poor I could not endure, so like others of my station,
to America I sailed away, and I left this Irish nation right and tin-tin-a, tin-tin-tin-a, right and tin-tin-oo-ran-a, right and tin-tin-a, tin-tin-tin-a, right and tin-tin-oo-ran-a.
Thanks.
Be good on that old stuff.
When I drink whiskey, sometimes I do things I don't regret. Sometimes I say things I can't forget. Apple fields full of fruit, we lay in the tall grass and let the afternoon pass. One length ahead of sun. It's a strange and lovely vision. Big jet floating down the Hudson. Tools out on our table, only working when I'm gone. Which finger will it fit on? A woman on the plane with me knits her husband one new sock. You know a girl who's everything I'm not. Can I make you happy enough? Strange and lovely vision. Big jet floating down the Hudson. Everyone balancing on those sinking wings. Tonight, tonight I'm full of hopeful things. I don't wanna choose. Sometimes I do things I don't regret. Sometimes I say things I can't forget.
You can only fight so hard, you can only run so long. You find that no one listens to a lonesome rambler song. The door that lies before you never seems to have an end, but you always find just one more dream waiting up around the bend. You're still running with the
renegades. Still riding hard against the wind. You're still running with the renegades. For all it's worth, I hope you win.
There's a pass in Colorado where the outlaw trails depart. One road east and one road west, each following his heart. Me, I found my answers. I finally settled down. The last I heard of you, they said you're still just rambling around. You're still running with the renegades. Still riding hard against the wind. You're still running with the renegades. For all it's worth, I hope you win.
That's the group Dakota. That's Hank Kramer and Bill Pascal and Robbie Thran. And they got together and called themselves Dakota and did an album of country songs, the sort of alternative country, folky country songs. Things like Someday Soon and July You're a Woman and Never Going Back and, you know, some John Stewart things that were from his sort of country days. And they sort of did that. And it came out with a pretty good little album called Dakota. That group is called Dakota. And they did a lot in Leaving Louisiana and, oh yeah, Louisiana and the Broad Day, you know, that kind of thing. Anyway, it's a pretty good little album, Dakota. We also heard from Meg Hutchinson, Hopeful Things. I really like that style and I like her voice, Meg Hutchinson. And we heard from my album, the Combine album, the Note or the Brick and the Ramblin' Irishman, recorded back at a farewell concert for the Combine before all those folks split and that building is now something else. Alrighty. There you go. We've got to take a little bit of a break. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And we're coming right back for lots, lots, lots more music. You just hang on, hang on, hang on, because we're coming back, man.
This program is supported by financial contributions from listeners like you and by Living in the Garden, a botanical shop set in a storybook-inspired garden north of Pullman on the Palouse Highway, offering plants and inspiration for any gardener. Open Saturday and Sunday. Online at livinginthegarden.com, where horticulture meets art.
A few showers are possible today. This afternoon is looking cloudy and warm, reaching highs of 75 on the Palouse and 81 in the Lewis Clark Valley. Tonight should be rainy in the valley, but most likely dry on the Palouse. And tomorrow, you'll get a peek at the sun in the morning, with clouds returning in the afternoon, and about the same temperature
first
as today.
I flew up toward the sun, never getting too glued my feathers on. I flew up toward the sun, never getting too warm.
Some people say I'm a no count. Others say I'm no good, but I'm just a natural born traveling man, doing what I think I should. Oh boy, doing what I think I should. Yeah, and I don't give a damn about a greenback dollar, spend as fast as I can, cause the wailing song and a good guitar, the only thing that I understand. Oh boy, the only thing that I understand. Baby, mama said, hey son, travel where you will and grow to be a man, sing what must be sung. Oh boy, sing what must be sung. And I don't give a damn about a greenback dollar, spend it fast as I can, cause the wailing song and a good guitar, the only thing that I understand. Oh boy, the only thing that I understand. Now that I am a grown man, travel here and there, I learned that a bottle of bourbon and a song, the only ones who ever care. Oh boy, the only ones who ever care. Yeah, and I don't give a damn about a greenback dollar, spend it fast as I can, cause the wailing song and a good guitar, the only thing that I understand. Oh boy, the only thing that I understand. Some people say I'm a no count, others say I'm no good. Yeah, but I'm just a natural born traveling man. I'm doing what I think I should. Oh boy, just doing what I think I should. And I don't give a damn about a greenback dollar, spend it fast as I can, cause the wailing song and a good guitar, the only thing that I understand. Oh boy, the only thing that I understand. Yeah, and I don't give a damn about a greenback dollar, spend it fast as I can, cause the wailing song and a good guitar, the only thing that I understand. Oh boy, the only thing that I understand. The only thing that I understand. Oh boy, the only thing that I understand.
My Native American friends tell me that the beat of the drum is like the heartbeat of Mother Earth. Like the heartbeat of Mother Earth, it calls us to our very beginnings, to our grounding. And I like to remember this when I tell stories, because I think stories are like the heartbeat of the people. We pass them from generation to generation. They come from within us, and they carry on the rhythm of our lives. We have told stories for a long, long time. We tell stories to remember important things and important people. The old ones tell stories to the young ones to teach them how to behave and to explain why things are the way they are. And sometimes we tell stories just for fun. But there was a time when there were no stories to be told and no stories to be heard. In all of the land, in all the different places, and in all the different times, and in all the different people, there were no stories to be told and no stories to be heard. And this is an African story about that time. Now at that time, there were no stories to be told and no stories to be heard, because Niami, the sky god, kept all the stories to himself. He kept them in a golden box, locked up by his throne, and no one could hear any of the stories. No one could tell any of the stories, and so the people could not tell stories about important things and about important people. The old ones could not tell stories to the young ones to teach them how to behave or to explain why things are the way they are, and they couldn't tell stories for fun. There were no stories to be told and no stories to be heard. And at this time, Anansi, the Spider-Man, decided that he would like to buy the stories from Niami. Anansi is called the Spider-Man because he's a small man and he can turn himself into a spider. And so Anansi decided that he should like to buy the stories from Niami. And he goes to the center of his village and he spins a web all the way up to the throne of Niami. Anansi climbs the throne and he climbs the web and he comes before the throne of Niami. He bows down. "Good friend Niami, I have come before you to ask you a favor." And Niami looks down. "Good friend Anansi, what is it that you ask of me?" "I have come to buy your stories." And Niami looked down. "Anansi, you are so small, so small, so small. How is it you will buy my stories?" Anansi simply looked up. "What is the price you ask for your stories?" Niami thought to himself that he would humor Anansi. So he thought for a moment and he said, "You must bring me Osibo, the leopard of terrible tooth." Anansi bowed his head and Niami thought to himself, "Anansi, he is very clever and he agrees too quickly. This is not a high enough price for my wonderful stories." And so he thought and he scratched his chin and he said, "Also, you must bring me Umboro, the hornet whose sting is like fire." And Anansi nodded his head and Niami thought, Anansi, he is very, very clever. He agrees too quickly. This is not a high enough price for my wonderful stories. And so he thought, and he scratched his chin. And he said, "Also, you must bring me Momotia, the fairy whom men never see." And Anansi bowed his head and said, "The price you ask for your stories is fair." And Niami looked down. "Anansi, Anansi, you are so small, so small, so small. How will you pay the price I ask for my stories?" But Anansi didn't answer. He simply went back down to the center of his village and he went in search of the cost of the stories. First of all, Anansi found Osibo, the leopard of terrible tooth. He was lying on a path in the jungle in the sun. And when Osibo saw Anansi, he said, "Good friend Anansi, you are just in time for lunch. You are just in time to be my lunch." Anansi said, "Well, we shall see what we shall see. But first, let us play a game, because you see, Anansi knows that Osibo loves to play games." Osibo said, "What game shall we play, friend Anansi?" Anansi said, "Let us play the binding game." "Oh, how do you play that game?" Anansi said, "Well, I will take the creeping vine, and I will bind you by your foot, and by your foot, and by your foot. And when you are all bound up, and you cannot move, I will untie you, and it will be your turn." Osibo said, "Yes, let us play the binding game," because you see, he was thinking that when it was his turn, he would eat Anansi. So Anansi took the creeping vine, and he bound Osibo by his foot, and by his foot, and by his foot, and by his foot. And when Osibo was all bound up and he could not move, Anansi stepped back and said, "Now, good friend Osibo, you are ready to go and meet Niami, the sky god." And so Anansi took Osibo all bound up and hung him from a branch of a banana tree in the jungle. And Anansi took a banana leaf from that tree. A banana leaf is very large. And Anansi took a calabash gourd, which is a gourd used to carry water. And Anansi went to find the nest of Umboro, the hornet whose sting is like fire. When Anansi found the nest of Umboro, he stood next to the nest and he held the banana leaf over his head, and he poured some of the water from the calabash gourd onto the banana leaf. And then he poured the rest of the water onto the nest of Umboro. And Anansi cried out, "Umboro, Umboro, it is raining, it is raining. Shouldn't you fly into my calabash gourd so that your delicate wings will not be tattered?" Umboro cried back, "Thank you, Anansi," and flew into the calabash gourd, and boom! Anansi sealed up the calabash gourd and said, "Now, good friend Umboro, you are ready to go and meet Niami, the sky god." And Anansi hung the calabash gourd from the banana tree next to Osibo. Next, Anansi went to find Momotia, the fairy whom men never see. Now, there are some things that Anansi knows about Momotia. Anansi knows that Momotia comes and dances before a particular tree in the jungle. And Anansi knows that Momotia loves the sweet yams more than anything else. And Anansi knows that Momotia is very, very proud. And so this is what Anansi did. Anansi went to the tree in the jungle where Momotia comes to dance. Anansi carved a little wooden doll holding a bowl, and in the bowl, Anansi put some of the best, sweetest yams. Anansi covered the doll with gum from the sticky gum tree and tied a creeping vine to the doll and set the doll before the tree and hid in the bushes and waited. And waited and waited. And by, Momotia came dancing down the path. And Momotia came to the tree and was dancing before the tree. Momotia saw the gum baby holding the bowl of yams and said, "Gum baby, I see you have a bowl of my very, very favorite thing in the whole world, sweet yams. May I have some of the sweet yams?" And Anansi, hiding in the bushes, pulled so lightly on the creeping vine so that the gum baby nodded her head. Momotia took the bowl of sweet yams and tasted them. Oh! They were so good, the best sweet yams that Momotia had ever tasted. Momotia said, "Gum baby, may I eat the rest of the yams? These are the best I have ever tasted." And Anansi pulled so lightly, and the gum baby nodded her head. And Momotia finished up the sweet yams. Oh, they were so good. And Momotia put the bowl back in the hands of the gum baby and said, "Thank you, gum baby. Thank you for this wonderful gift of sweet yams you have shared with me." And the gum baby was silent. And this made Momotia very angry. "You do not respond to me when I say thank you." And the gum baby was silent. This made Momotia very angry. "You should say something when I say thank you. And if you do not respond to me, I will slap you." And the gum baby was silent. And so Momotia drew back her hand, and she slapped the gum baby, but her hand stuck to the gum baby's cheek, and this made Momotia even angrier, so she slapped her with her other hand, and that stuck to the other cheek, and this made Momotia even angrier, so she pushed with her feet, and pretty soon Momotia was stuck to the gum baby by her hand and her hand and her foot and her foot. And then Anansi stepped out of the bushes and said, "Good friend Momotia, now you are ready to go and meet Niami, the sky god." And so Anansi took all of the things he had collected and went to the center of his village. And he spun a web all the way up to the throne of Niami. And Anansi brought the things that he had collected and he laid them before the throne of Niami and said, "O great sky god, I have brought you the price you asked for your stories." And Niami looked. He said, "Everyone in the kingdom, come and see the wonderful thing that Anansi has done. Anansi has paid the price I ask for my stories, and so they shall be his stories. From this time forth, they shall be called Anansi stories." And Niami handed the golden box to Anansi. Anansi took the golden box down to the center of his village, and just so slowly and gently, Anansi lifted the lid of the golden box, and out flew stories, wonderful stories about important people, and stories about important things, and stories for the old ones to tell to the young ones so that they would know how to behave, or stories that explain why things are the way they are, stories just for fun. All these wonderful stories flew out into all the different places and all the different times and all the different people, so that even to this day, in all the places, in all the times, and all the people, there are stories to be told and stories to be heard. Even here today, in this place, there are stories to be told and stories to be heard.
Music from Guinea, West Africa, the Susu people, the courtation, the flirtation and courtship dance there from the Susu people, yes indeed. And how come my other music isn't going here? Well, anyway, that is music from the Susu people, and that's what that's all about. Alrighty, there's Heidi. I'm looking for her. We lost her for a second. Okay, and before that, Rocky Hildum. Rocky Hildum, the late storyteller Rocky Hildum, who died of cancer not too long ago, just a couple of years back, and left two CDs that I know of his stories. And one is live, and one is a studio recording. And they're actually pretty much the same. And there's a lot of repetition in the things, but then there's some different ones too. And we heard the gift of stories, how stories came about, how stories became. And Anansi the Spider-Man, of course, had a lot to do with that. Anansi the Spider-Man comes from West Africa, also comes from Jamaica. You hear Anansi stories as well. Cool stuff, and what a good man. A very, very gentle man, a very far-seeing man. A man who's very, very self-aware. One of my favorite people of all time, the late Rocky Hildum. Well, we've got you can hear Heidi in the background. That means we're just about ready to hit the road on this one. Yes, we are. We are. Unjunction doing playlists. Unjunction has been doing playlists now for almost, well, when you really look at it, for almost 2 years. And she's far, far away now when the show airs. We'll record him so that she gets to do them. And then that way when she comes back, it's as if she was never, ever gone. If you want to email me at dasindaniel@maherwsu.edu. You can call me at 509-332-5047. That's 509-332-5047. And I will get back to you, promise. I'm never home, but I'll get back to you sooner than later. Alrighty. I want you folks to have fun making good music. Enjoy everything that good music can give you, and take all those good roads anywhere you want to take them, because they are your roads, folks, and they're nobody else's. We're going to be back next week for another edition of Inland Folk. And until then, this show is history. If you're thinking about it, you're living in the past. So don't go doing that now. It's not a good thing necessarily. Alrighty. It's been fun doing it with you. I got the best audience in the world, and you are it. See you now. Bye.